It's always a treat when we get a new song from a local artist, and that's just what we have with Before You, and we're with Luke Langman. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing awesome, Luke. Man, so, okay, your music is trickling out to us. We need more.
Well, here's the latest for
okay.
you.
Okay, well, what do we have to do? So, Before You, so this is great. I love the way that your songs explore different topics about God. Is this is kind of how you write things?
Yeah. I get a kind of an insight, a different way of looking at God or a relationship with Him or how he views us. And then I get that from sermons, podcasts, or prayer time, and then just try and create that into a song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you kind of always, you do two kind of ways to look at it, like your last song with the counting, and Before You is kind of got that dual-y thing going on too. Can you describe, tell us what that's about?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So in the first part of the song, I guess the driver is, it's from Ephesians 1:4. And in fact, the whole song is anchored to that verse. It says, even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy. So that is the anchor for the song. And the idea behind it is the verse 1 just talks about, you know, His love for us before the world was made. So it's like, before you spoke a word, before you filled the emptiness, you know, before the world was set on its foundations, you knew who I was, and you loved me, and you chose me. And so that's the first out of the gate part of the verse. And then the chorus is just a response of worship.
Right.
And then in verse 2, then it just takes it to, you know, well, that love translated to Jesus coming and to His sacrifice for us. Like, He loved us. He first loved us, right? Even before we loved Him. And just that before that, kind of, it's in a time kind of idea.
Right.
And then it moves to a worship part where basically it moves it from like before you as in like a time to before you as like positionally, I'm going to bow down before you and worship you because of who you are. So that's the kind of duality of the song.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you take a long time to kind of just think out all of these thoughts. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like it works out pretty good. I'm following you all the way through it, but it must've took you a while.
Well, I like to map things out, and yeah, I guess but back when you guys first got on the radio, I didn't know Newsboys at all. I listened to some of their music, and I just love how the lyrics always took you for a ride. Like it wasn't just love and above, that kind of thing.
Right.
It was deeper. So I like to dig a bit.
Yeah. Well, this explains why we get a song here and a song there from you, because it's quality over quantity, right?
That's right. Just like your favorite YouTuber, right? Doesn't put something on every day. It's like once a month, right?
That's so true. Well, it's interesting too, because we're in a winter season, like are we ever? And you are, you have two kind of careers going. You're also a farmer. So I have to ask you, out in where you are, out in Elmville, what does the farm look like now? And what do you guys do over the winter?
We pull out people like you who go down our road and get stuck, Todd. Like, you guys think you're all big in your SUV. It takes my tractor to pull you out, right?
Really?
No, we were a snow globe. All of our roads were locked up and closed for like 3 days straight.
Oh,
so people were getting stuck on our road. My mom, she had like six people stay at her house one night. We had a couple stay at her house for like 24 hours and just pulling people out. And then we actually had chickens. We're farmers. We had chickens to ship that week. Well, the roads were all closed, so we had to blow the road ourselves to get propane feed in and get the birds out, and it was just crazy.
Now, have people you've run into say, hey, I heard your song on life, and here's what it meant to me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, people, well, the most recent song, Counting There, a lot of people just, and other songs in the past, of course, but they are able to come up to you and to just to share what that song meant. Or like, I had someone, they were going through cancer treatment, and they sent me an email, and it was that song Joy that I wrote, and he was like, you know, that seems like the exact opposite song you would listen to in that scenario, but he's like, this brought him so much encouragement, and that was through the radio. And so yeah, it is an amazing medium for sure.
Yeah, awesome. Luke Langman, thanks for spending some time with us.
I appreciate it, Todd. Thanks a lot.